The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Tuesday, November 21, 2023. Cuban Vice President Salvador Valdez Mesa held a meeting on Monday with Eduard Negirente, Prime Minister of Rwanda, where he is on an official visit. Through his account in X, Valdez Mesa described the program of activities of his visit to the African nation as very fruitful. In the dialogue with Guirente, the Cuban representative ratified the commitment of the largest of the Antilles to work to increase cooperation in all spheres that contribute to the prosperity of both peoples. Cuba's vice president began today his official visit to Rwanda, the last destination of a tour that began this November 13 through nations of the African continent such as Ghana, Guinea-Bissau, and Ethiopia. The people of Cienfuegos, some 250 kilometers east of Havana, this Tuesday, joined the cause for the freedom of Palestine in a popular rally attended by representatives of civil society. The mass event at the José Martí Park in the historic urban center of Cienfuegos condemned the war crimes committed by Israel against Palestine since October 7, with the attacks on civilians and vital sectors such as hospitals, food caravans, or energy sources. Official figures show that more than 13,200 Palestinians, including 5,000 minors, 3,250 women, and 690 elderly people have been killed in the Gaza Strip since the beginning of the new cycle of violence, while the number of wounded exceeds 29,500. The first Cuban Congress on Historical Archaeology began in Matanzas Province from Tuesday to November 23 to promote aspects related to heritage. In the presence of experts from 10 countries, the Congress will become an academic, theoretical, and methodological encounter that will address issues related to the preservation of the archaeological heritage in Cuba. According to the official program, the event brings together experts with issues on several branches of archaeology, such as underwater, industrial, and management of archaeological heritage, and history in urban context, among others. Organized by the Cabinet of Archaeology at the Office of the Historian of Havana, the Cuba Archaeologica website, the Havana headquarters of the Italian agency ARSCSRC Culture Solidali, and the Office of the Curator of the City of Matanzas, the Congress will have a scientific committee consisting of experts from Cuba, Spain, Argentina, Puerto Rico, and the United States. The head of Angola's Public Administration, Labor and Social Security, Teresa Diaz, heads the delegation participating in Cuba in the 28th International Congress of the Latin American Center for Administration for Development. The event, considered the most important meeting in Latin America on experiences and research on the reform of the state and public administration, will take place as of this Tuesday until November 24 in Havana. CLAD is an organization that has international recognition in its area of knowledge, not only from Ibero-American governments, but also from various international public organizations. Authorities today highlighted the quality of services and presence of the Hotel Nacional 60 recovery of tourism in this country. The satisfaction with recent declarations to that effect by trade union leaders. This happened precisely on the occasion of the Cuban Tourism Day on November 20, at a time when the employees of that facility are working hard for the benefit of the travel industry. For Julio Morales, Secretary General of the Cuban Hotel and Tourism Union, the hotel is not congratulated, but rather thanked for being its workers as they are, for showing that high level of commitment in each of the tasks, for carrying the Cuban identity in their roots, and for making tourism more Cuban. And in the international agenda, we have that The President of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, expressed satisfaction with the results of his country of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum that was held in San Francisco, California. Firstly, he highlighted the meeting he held with his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping, who gave him special treatment, since not all presidents were received by him in bilateral meetings and meetings, nor by the President of the United States, Joe Biden, who only did it with him and the Chinese. He repeated that both meetings were very good in an international gathering that was held in circumstances of great tension with the conflict in Ukraine and the attacks on the Gaza Strip. He said that the most important thing is dialogue and trying to resolve controversies peacefully and contribute to development. He recalled the enormous support that China provided to Mexico in the first months of the COVID-19 pandemic with a permanent supply of medical supplies and vaccines, and now with the misfortune of Acapulco. He described the meeting with Biden as extraordinary, during which they discussed on issues such as immigration, drugs, economic cooperation, the granting of visas, and the same, he said, with a bilateral meeting held with the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau. Meanwhile, the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs stressed that it will be a big mistake on the part of Argentine foreign policy to cut its ties with important countries such as China or Brazil. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Mao Ning emphasized that no country can exit diplomatic relations and continue to engage in economic trade and cooperation. China, she said, is an important trading partner of Argentina, and bilateral relations have shown a solid growth. Mao explained that China and Argentina's second trading partner and the largest export market for agricultural products, and that their economic complementariness means that there is great potential for cooperation. She noted that China is willing to work with Argentina to keep bilateral relations on a firm path forward. During his election campaign, Javier Milei made controversial statements regarding the future of relations with China because, he said, it is a communist country. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.